from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrabee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Along with Lance Allen, I'm Wayne Larrabee, and the head coach of the NFC North Division champion Green Bay Packers. Congratulations, coach. You know, I got to tell you something, and I don't know, maybe around here because of 2010, we take this for granted, Mike, but the Packers have had a ton of injuries this season. And yet to win 8 out of 9 and to capture the division championship with 2 weeks to go, and I look at other teams in the league who have injuries and aren't able to win games. Just a remarkable aspect of this season, what you guys have done.
Well, it's truly something that says so much about our locker room. I can't say enough about our players. Just the way they respond to all the adversity we've seen so far this year. You know, just the way our season started, then we, you know, obviously had the injury, you know, situation here over the last 4 or 5 weeks. But our guys just keep playing. I know in the early years of this program, you got to teach your team how to win games. Our football team knows how to win games. They just keep playing, and I think it says a lot about our team. That's why I really do feel that we have a chance to be a better, more well-rounded football team this year. So I'm excited about the growth that's going to go on these next 2 weeks, and it's important that we get this thing done against Tennessee on Sunday.
Aaron Rodgers to James Jones, it worked 3 times, and that last throw to the back hip, that was something special.
No doubt about it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I thought, played one of his better games of the season. He does so much at the line of scrimmage. It's built around him, and there's a reason for it. But you sometimes forget just how good of a quarterback he is. I mean, just his playmaking ability to make plays with his feet, you know, the conversions on 3rd and 2, you know, running for a first down, extended plays for big first downs, and then the scramble throw to Randall Cobb is something, you know, it's highlight film material, definitely.
You know, when you look at the a win over the Bears in Chicago and with all that they had on the line as well, that's got to be tremendously satisfying for you as a coach and for your program in general. It's a program win when you take a division championship.
No doubt about it. That's why I think it's important when you're in the preparation of that game that you stay focused on Chicago. You know, everybody wants to talk about winning a division, winning 10 games, how many times you've beat them in the past. And it's really bigger than that. I have great respect for the tradition and history of the Green Bay Packers, the alumni that have played in that game. They know the importance and how special that game is. And that's why we always try to make sure our young guys realize and understand the history of Green Bay Packers versus Chicago Bears, you know, the best rivalry probably in all of sports. And just keep it focused about that game, because when you take care of that game, a lot of good things happen. And I remember that, you know, the great late Steve Sable telling me, when things are good for the Packers and times are good for the Bears, it's great for the National Football League, and I think that's definitely the case.
Yep. Defense really locked down the victory late. Clay Matthews provided the rush. Yeah. Pickett, Raji, Neal active and seemingly in the backfield quite a bit, and then you had Shields and Hayward doing a great job in the back end of the defense as well.
Well, I'd categorize our performance on defense as dominant, nothing short of that. We dominated that team for 4 quarters. They started fast on the first drive. But after that, I mean, to shut a team out on third down, I mean, that's mm-hmm. a remarkable performance by our defense.
We'd be remiss if we didn't ask about a couple of things on special teams. Let's start with
Mason
Crosby. Somebody had to do it. I have to play the bad guy.
You're in the hot seat, Wayne. Go for it.
Well, I just want to remind you that
yeah,
sign.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I got it.
It's Mike McCarthy
Mike
show.
Mike McCarthy yeah, show there, okay. What's, you know, give us your feeling.
I'll tell you exactly how I feel. I mean, I feel Mason Crosby is a top-notch kicker. That's just not – he hasn't performed at the level that is necessary right now. And if I didn't have faith in Mason, I wouldn't be taking a stand that I have taken for him. So, yes, he needs to make those kicks. There's no doubt about it. We're counting on him. The whole locker room's counting on him, and I believe he'll definitely come through for us.
And, Mike, you've been aggressive all year, but the trick pass on the punt return, did you see something there that you thought would work and it just didn't work out right? How do you look at that play?
Well, really, the trick play, you know, anytime you call one of those plays, there's obviously a high level of risk involved. To call that at that time, it was a poor decision on my part. There's a lot that goes into that. The wind was a factor on when we were going to call it, the yardage, you know, down a distance, which way they were punting, the hash mark. And that's right where the ball needed to be. So, And there's a couple things going on. We had some guys that were nicked up, and I reacted. I took the gamble, and it didn't pay off. And I wish I could make that decision over.
But you had a dominant defense, so they held him to 3 points after the turnover, and you had the best player on the field by far yesterday, and he's coming up in our next segment. That's how you got it done, Coach.
Hey, it's a player's game. Let's not forget that. Absolutely.
All right. Stay tuned. We've got a special guest coming up for you. Aaron Rodgers in the house. Next. Aaron, great to have you.
Wayne, thanks, buddy.
Good to have you here. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the ball game in Chicago and how sweet a win it is to get a win over the Bears in Chicago and win a division title. You won an NFC title there, but winning a division title there.
Yeah, we've had some fun ones down there. You know, there's been some good wins. Obviously, NFC Championship. We've played in some tough weather games. We lucked out with the weather yesterday. It was very mild for a late December game down there. I've said this before. The first thing I look at when the schedule comes out is when do we play Chicago at Chicago? Because the weather is always a major factor. We've played two of the colder games in my career, 07 down there, and then 08 the next year in some negative temperatures. So we lucked out with the weather. We brought a good effort. We started a little slow, but second quarter got things going. We were able to double up them in the last possession of the first half and the first possession of the second half, and I was able to stand up.
You know, Mike, you've had Aaron as a starter now since 2008. Lombardi used to say this about Bart Starr, that he's my extension out onto the field. He is, you know, the coach on the field. Are you getting more and more of the feeling that Aaron is your extension onto the field and you guys are pretty much in sync with how you're thinking or not?
You know, I'd really say he's an extension of our coaching staff. So when he... Well, not when he smirks like that, though. I was trying to let that go, but he's, you know, that's. But I think he's clearly an extension of our coaching staff. Offense is a little different today than it was, you know, 10 years ago when our offense was just in the beginning stages. And there's so much more responsibility for the quarterback, and Aaron has really kind of taken that to a different level.
And that's Aaron. Is that especially in the no huddle? Is that when you pretty much have to call the game as it goes along?
No, not necessarily. I think, you know, Mike does a great job of getting us in situations where we can have time at the line of scrimmage to make adjustments if we need to. But, you know, Mike's been doing this for a long time. He's been calling a lot of offense, and we've had a lot of success together, won a lot of games together. And yesterday was just an example of Mike, you know, being aggressive at the right times and you know, allowing me the freedom to make subtle adjustments if I you know, saw something that I liked. And that's just a trust that him and I have. We've coached and played a lot of games together, and you know, it's been fun to you know, to grow in our relationship as you know, as coach to player and play caller to quarterback as well.
Mike has said this many times, that every year is different. Every team is different. Can you talk about the differences in your offense and how it's operating and how it's making its way through the season as compared to the last year?
Well, it's, you know, I think a number of things come to mind. First is it's different personnel every year, so there's different challenges, different adversity you got to deal with. Last year's team, it looked at times like football was easy, and we won games going away a lot of weeks. This year, we've faced a lot of adversity earlier in the season and found a way to win games. I think what's often missed in this whole process is it's tough to win games in the league, and whether you're winning them 21-13 or last year, you know, we had some, you know, 35-10 games, that, you know, this is a tough business, and when a lot of people were counting us out in the beginning of the season, we kind of banded together and didn't want to miss out on this opportunity. Now we've given ourselves a chance to play in the second season, and anything can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. As you mentioned, get to the playoffs and anything can happen. Let's go out to some questions from the crowd. Lance?
All right, thank you very much, Wayne. And Sammy is here, and I think the jersey gives it away. You have a question for Aaron.
Yes, I do. Aaron, who is the best or most intimidating defensive player you've ever played against?
Charles Woodson. I got to give credit to the guys that we have. I mean, there's a lot of great players on opposing teams that, you know, you hope don't get a good clean shot on you every week. But playing against Charles Woodson for the last 7 years has made me a lot better player. So the fact that he plays for us is great. But to get to play with a first ballot Hall of Famer like that has really made me a better player, and I'm glad I don't have to play against him.
All right, next. Very good. Next up, John has a question for the coach.
Yes, Coach, congrats on the division championship and great game, Aaron. My question is two parts. Who decides what to call on the coin toss? And I noticed when you have the choice, you defer. What's the reasoning behind that, and what do you do plan different when you defer?
You know, we actually have a what we call a game management meeting every Friday at 1 o'clock after we go through the week of preparation. And, you know, the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, special teams, assistant head coach, and we sit and talk about how we felt the plan has gone for the week and, you know, the temperature of the game and all the different factors that surround the game. And then we decide, you know, if we're going to defer or take the football. And then, you know, there's also a factor that, you know, our quarterback likes it when we defer. So that's probably the biggest impact in the decision. But it's really a decision that we've gone to more the last 2 years of, you know, trusting our defense, going out there, getting that stop, and getting us a good field position, which has happened a lot this year.
Aldo has the final question, and it's for Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. When you score your touchdown, when you do your move, what, does it mean anything?
Yeah, that was. I've gotten some questions about that. I don't know what that was. I really don't. I'm not sure if it was, you know, the one-armed Superman suit or the just. I just kind of grabbed my shoulder and did this. I don't know what it was. The best celebrations are usually the reactionary ones. The discount double check is obviously taken off, and State Farm is to thank for that. But I'm not sure what that was.
Honest answer, Aaron. That was our guest back here with some type of Superman thing. All right, next up, Aaron as well as Wayne on the Telestrator dialing up a play. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Snap to Rodgers. Rush on. He scrambles right. Being chased by Corey Wooten. Lost the right side. Cobb spinning grab on the sidelines. He's got it. A spectacular grab. 31-yard pass play.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Aaron Rodgers. Time to go inside the playbook. All right, A-Rod, let's set this up now. You guys are down 7-0 at second quarter. Randall Cobb has just been erased on a kick return. You started this drive on your 11-yard line. All the momentum, the whole crowd, everything's in Chicago's favor. You hit Greg Jennings for 19 yards to get out of the hole. Two plays later, you've got 3rd-and-6 at your 34-yard line. What are you looking at right here? What are you set for?
Well, this is a big play for us, kind of got us going down 7, like you said. The first thing that really strikes as you look at this is all 11 players on Chicago are up in the frame, which is kind of rare. Usually you got a safety back here somewhere. They like to play a lot of two safeties. Can you clear that for me? So the most important thing in protection, if you freeze it there, is who we're declared to and who's going to be hot. Well, in this protection, as I was looking over at the safeties and seeing if anybody was going to be backing up here to play their two shell, which I thought they were playing, actually I missed the declaration. They were declaring this guy here, which means if both of these guys come, you know, we're in some trouble here. So as you roll it slowly, in fact, both of these guys come posit there. I know right now we got 6 guys blocking and 6 guys coming, but we're blocking the wrong guys because John is in trouble here. He's got 2 guys to block. So I know that they're playing one high safety here. We have James is running a little stop right here. Randall's running out. And Jermichael's coming from the backside with Greg. So right here, I know we're in trouble, and I got to get out of the pocket.
Let's go ahead and roll it now from here.
You know, what's interesting, if you freeze it there.
Often, freeze it right there.
Yeah, often on plays like this where I got to escape the pocket quickly, there's a holding call on the right tackle because he's so concerned with, blocking his guy right now that often he gets his hands in a position where, you know, he ends up holding them,
right.
You know, only because I had to get out of the pocket quickly. Great job by Don of letting go here. Now I'm looking down the field, and I see Randall right here. And it's hard to see, but he's got his hand up, which means he's going to take it down the sideline. I immediately, see, I think this is Greg here, and this is James here, and Greg on the backside. I see the safety in the middle of the field and know that if I can get my hips and shoulders around quickly, then I might be able to make this throw down here down the sideline.
Okay, now, are you off the page right now? Is this off the play?
This is winging it right here.
It sure looked like it. I thought you were throwing the ball out of bounds, and Randall Cobb comes up with a circus catch. Let's take a look at it now from the end zone view.
This gives you a better view here. So the line is going to Briggs over here, and it takes both of these guys common for us to be in a situation where we can't block them
before they roll it. A lot of times we hear you guys, when we can hear you calling out things, you're trying to identify the Mike linebacker, the middle linebacker, okay? Who have you identified here? Is it definitely 53?
Yeah, well, it's Roach here. But the line is going to be sliding over here to protect Briggs. So, again, they do a lot of coverages where Conte will be up on the line of scrimmage, and he'll drop out and then play what we call two invert, where the safety really takes the corner's position in the flats, and the corner takes the safety's position covering the deep half. That's kind of what I was thinking was happening here. Sometimes you guess wrong, and as you roll it here, Major Wright gets out of here quickly to cover the deep third, and Roach is coming here unblocked. I know I got to get out of the pocket and escape and try and make something happen. Right here, it frees it there. A little bit before that, you know, I see right there is when I see Randall put his hand up. So then I want to make sure that I can find the safety, Major Wright. He's in the middle of the field. I got James here, but this is kind of thrown back across your body in the middle of the field, a little more dangerous throw. And just, you know, it's not a high percentage throw, the one I'm throwing down the sidelines, but when you got a guy like Randall Cobb on the other end, he makes it a little more higher percentage.
You're off the play sheet right away on this one, and what a catch. That's unbelievable.
And this is the amazing thing about it. If you run it back just to the catch, all I'm seeing from my vantage point is this and the sideline. So I immediately think, you know, I'm running to get us up to maybe have to call a play quickly because they might challenge it, because I see their guys as you wind it. Their guys on the sideline are saying incomplete pass. But I look at Randall, and he gives me the real nonchalant, yeah, I got it.
That's awesome.
So then we end up huddling up and running a play.
And that play really got you going.
That did.
That got the Packers going. Great job.
Thank
Great
you.
Stuff. All right, congratulations, Aaron. Stay tuned. Game balls are – hey, I'll bet this guy gets a game ball coming up next. And we welcome you back to the Mike McCarthy Show. The Packers hot off the heels of their victory over the Chicago Bears. Game ball segment, and let's start, Coach. Who do you like on offense?
Offense, we had Aaron Rodgers and James Jones. You know, James is – oh, there you go. Yeah. You know, James is leading the National Football League in touchdown, and Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers.
You know, all he does at James Jones is catch – you ought to have a conversation with him. All he does is catch touchdown passes, Coach. You know, Buddy Ryan got rid of a guy by the name of Chris Carter in Philadelphia because that's all he did was catch touchdown passes.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave James alone. He's having a great year.
Defensively, you said it before, they had a great game, so a lot of game balls on the defensive side.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was great to see Clay Matthews back out there. He was impactful. Sam Shields also played very well. And Brad Jones was extremely productive, but especially those two stops down on the goal line.
Did you ever see three pass interference calls in one game, much less one quarter on one player? I've never seen
never,
it.
Never.
Not in this league.
I have to commend an official because let's be positive about the officials.
Positive.
No doubt.
Special teams. You had a couple of guys win game balls as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We had Tim Mastate, who had the big hit award with, you know, with the final punt down there to back him up, and also had the nice tackle on Devin Hester. And our second game ball was John Kuhn. Hasn't been on special teams for a couple weeks, just, you know, because he was coming off that injury and stepped right in there and did a great job.
Yeah, sure did.
All right, very quickly, you can always hit us up on Twitter for your favorite play or player of the game. Hashtag McCarthy Show this week. No doubt about it. It was James Jones, the player of the game. I think Coach would agree with that with the three touchdown catches. All right, next up, the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay tuned.
Time to wrap up this edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. The Packers have clinched the NFC North Division Championship, but there's still much to play for, including a game this weekend with the Tennessee Titans. Coach, down the stretch, you're in the tournament. You're going to have a home game, at least one. What's your approach this year going into this final weeks of the season?
Well, number one, we have to beat Tennessee because, as you know, this time of year, so many things can change week to week. So we're at 10 wins. We won a division. You know, we sit at the number three seed. It's important for us to get to 11 wins. And that's all we're really focused on. It's about quality of play. We want to increase our quality of play as much as we can these next 2 weeks as we go into the playoffs.
Again, Coach, congratulations on another divisional championship. Good luck against Tennessee. That'll do it for the Mike McCarthy Show for this week. For Lance Allen, I'm Wayne Larrabee. We'll see you back here next week.